You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day, and we thank God for another favorite Thursday, the first Thursday of this month. And we are here to pray, as our custom is to do so at midday. Our theme for this season or this month is Jesus, my comfort, from John chapter 14, verse 1. Jesus, my comfort. The scripture reads, "Let not your heart be troubled, and ye believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled, ye believe in God, believe also in me." In Psalm chapter 5, verse 12, we read, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield." Psalm 5, verse 12. In reflecting upon this scripture, we see that favor flows from those who find their comfort in Jesus, or favor is always found operating in the lives of those who find their comfort in Jesus. This is to let us know that whenever you make Jesus your source of comfort, his favor will go ahead of you. I always remember this scripture, and we must always keep it in mind. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23, verse 1. As long as the Lord is our shepherd, and it is the shepherd who will comfort his sheep, as long as Jesus remains our shepherd, remains our comfort, we will never want, because his favor will compass us as a sheep, according to Psalm 5 verse 12 and Psalm 23 verse 1. Now, the Lord's favor surpasses any worldly achievement. It brings spiritual blessing and not worldly opportunities, but divine opportunities. There are opportunities that are orchestrated by the world, and there are opportunities that are divinely orchestrated. When we choose to hewn for ourselves, we try to organize things for ourselves. Systems that cannot hold water. We hewn for ourselves systems that cannot hold water. Man's achievements or man's techniques will never amount to peace. But when the Lord is our comfort, when he is the source, as scripture says that every good and perfect thing cometh from above, man can always machine things together, but it will be of no good end unless the Lord is involved, and unless the Lord is the source. How many world leaders haven't we had who chose to go on a rampage? They chose to do that which pleased them. Some had childhood ambitions. They became world leaders just because of their childhood ambitions. Eventually, with no care for God, no fear of God, no care for humanity. See where they all ended when they discounted, when they set aside the principles that the Lord Jesus Christ has set for us. See where they all ended. And for those who have sought to lead by the principles of Jesus Christ our Lord, those who have sought to have a relationship with him and to live by his instructions. I'm not talking about those who have failed society, covering their faces with the name of Jesus and yet doing otherwise. But those who in all humility and submission have put Jesus first, because you cannot love Jesus and hate humanity. Those who have lived relating with Christ Jesus and then also seeing him as Lord over their lives. See how they impacted the world and how their lives went. Today, as we reflect on Jesus being our comfort, let us understand that to live under the favor of our Almighty God, we must allow ourselves to perpetually be connected to Christ Jesus and to abide in his comfort, not our personal agenda, our personal objectives, achievements, boasting in our achievements, as if we have the power of life and death. The Lord have mercy upon us and help us all. According to Psalm 5 verse 11, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. From this scripture we see the Lord is our defender. We have to put our total trust in him and let him be our comfort. So we are praying from this scripture, Psalm 5 verse 11, the Father in heaven, let your favor surround me as I trust in your comfort. Remember, it's Favor Thursday. Father in heaven, let your favor surround me as I trust in your comfort. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Father in heaven, let your favor surround me as I trust in your comfort. In the name of Jesus, as I trust in you, Lord, let me experience comfort, let me experience favor. In the name of Jesus, as I make you my only hope. In the name of Jesus, go Satan, go Satan.
Let your favor surround me, O Lord, as I trust in your comfort. In the name of Jesus, let your favor, let your favor, let your favor surround us, O Lord. My
as I trust in you and I trust in your comfort,
in the name of Jesus. We are praying our next prayer from Psalm 23 verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We are praying, the Father in heaven, help me embrace your goodness, favor, and mercy. It's a very important prayer topic, because many a time you find the fallen nature of man, expecting to go through some difficulties and expecting to face all sorts of things. It's like it's difficult for the fallen nature of man to accept the grace of God, to accept that God can be our comfort, and he actually should be the source of all our comfort. The fallen nature of man will always look to man for help and never turn to God first. So praying this prayer is setting things aright in your spirit, that you will constantly embrace God's goodness, his favor and his mercy, and not fight it. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, we pray that help us, Lord, embrace your goodness, your favor, and your mercy. Lord, any nature of the flesh that fights, Lord, even embracing your goodness, let it be cut off, let it be destroyed. Every opposing mindset, every mindset that rises against, Lord, even accepting your goodness, Lord, let that mindset be terminated in the name of Jesus. Every knowledge against this truth, Lord, of us embracing your goodness, your favor, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, let every contrary mindset be cut off in the name of Jesus. We pray that, Lord, grant us the grace to embrace your goodness, to see you as our source of comfort, to embrace, Lord, your favor in the name of Jesus. To embrace your mercy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are praying our very last prayer, Daniel chapter 1, verse 9. And God gave Daniel favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Daniel chapter 1, verse 9. We are praying that Father in heaven, draw favor to my ministry and relationships as I trust the Lord Jesus. Draw favor to my ministry and relationships as I trust the Lord Jesus. So if you've had difficulties, because I've come across people who would say, Pastor, as for me, I don't know what's wrong with me. I keep meeting the wrong people. I keep encountering the wrong situations. Only me, every time, bad situations, I come across them. An example, that there are people who they've lived 70 years, 80 years, they've never even seen a motor accident. But Pastor, as for me, everywhere I go, wherever I travel, I encounter bad things. Today, that story is changing in the name of Jesus. Amen. It is changing as you pray this prayer. Father in heaven, as I put my trust in you, as I see you as the source of my comfort, draw favor to my ministry, to my relationships. Let your favor speak in every aspect of my life. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, our King of Kings. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I'm inviting you to do so. God has promised us eternal life, and that life is in his Son. It is through his Son, Jesus Christ, that if you can receive and you can believe in your heart that Jesus, he's the resurrection and the life, he's the Son of God, who has paid the dear price of salvation and eternal life for us, then I promise you that according to the word of God, the Lord Jesus would come and live in your heart by his Holy Spirit. He will let you begin to live a new life born by the Spirit of God and not the flesh of any man. And so just say this short prayer after me in faith. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies bestowed upon my life. This day I come before you. Please have mercy upon me. Kindly accept me as your child. I believe that you are the resurrection and the life, and with you I have eternal life. And Lord, fill me with your Spirit and give me, Lord, a desire to please you forever and ever, to please you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Please let's bless the name of the Lord with a song of thanksgiving.
Jana me divashe rajaneva oniya vaya mame mama me kwaji ku. This service, please contact us via our email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.